By now, you should have received your rates bill. Most of you will see an increase. But do you know where exactly your money is going, and do you think you're getting value for money? Eric is a small business owner. Morning to you, Eric.
Stephen, how are you doing?
Morning to you. So you've contacted us about this. You're not happy. Tell us why.
Not happy in the slightest, Dave. Basically, 2 weeks ago, I opened the annual rates bill with a small family-run shop just outside Newry. Pets filling station convenience store. And, well, basically, the hike in rates, it's unsustainable. And my gripe is, where exactly is this money going?
Yeah. So this is business rates. This isn't personal rates. This is business rates, correct?
This is business rates. To put it into real terms, within the last 4 years, it's actually tripled. So, you know, at the end of the day...
Couldn't have. Tripled?
Tripled, yes.
Honestly?
Honestly, yes. I can give you figures. 2014, around the 5,000 mark. And as I sit here, 2018, it's actually over £17,000.
What type of business are you in?
Retail. It's a small convenience shop.
17 grand a year?
Yeah.
What are you getting for that? So they empty your bins?
Exactly. They don't empty our bin. The local council has minimum input into our business. You know, that's the problem. That's why I'm so frustrated and angry at the situation. You know, that sort of money coming out of our account on a yearly basis, you know, it's going to render the business economically unviable.
Well, presumably the council would say, well, look, that's helping to pay for the road infrastructure around you and street
Stephen,
lighting and so we go on.
There is no road infrastructure. You know, I'm sure if you put it out there to the general public, the amount of people who have been bothered with potholes and lack of resurfacing, you know, the service isn't there to justify that amount of money. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's so frustrated and angry about it, to be honest.
Well, the rates, of course, you have business rates for shops, but we also all have our rates for our homes, our houses.
Of course, which are also up this year.
Well, exactly, and that's what I want to ask people this morning. Do you think you're getting good value out of your rates?
I'm getting no value out of each pound that goes towards the rates, to be quite honest with you. You know, the lighting on the roads isn't per order. You know, a quarter of them don't work. There's no road servicing whatsoever.
Well, look at the potholes all over Northern Ireland now.
Exactly. The road service now are trying to do something, but it's a temporary measure. You know, they're back open again 2 weeks after. You know, it's not acceptable in this day and age.
Bumper Graham, the commentator, listening to this. Why don't you pick up the phone just this morning, 0303 80 55 55. Maybe your household rates have gone up. Do you think you're getting good value for money? Bumper.
Well, I think you need to look at it in two areas. There's the business rates and then there's the domestic rates. And on the domestic rates, it's a fair system because you can associate it with the benefit system for those that can't afford it. Business, I have to say, you could take some sort of sympathy towards Eric as an individual, but, you know, every time there's an increase in rates or something like that, business comes on bleeding and looking for dispensation in special cases. You know, we have a business society in Northern Ireland that's just used to begging. And, you know, what Eric didn't say was the regional rate didn't increase for 4 years, and that's part of the problem that we have. Our poor road structure and stuff, because that money goes not to the councils but to Stormont to pay for things like the roads and stuff. And without increasing that rate, then there's no money to spend in the likes of the road service.
But we're still paying the folks in the hill.
I agree with you on that one, Eric, entirely. I argued on this programme that they should have had their pay stopped by now.
Exactly. But in terms of business...
If they had their pay stopped, how would they pay their rates?
Well, they'd have to go and work like the rest of us, Stephen.
But now, in terms of the business environment, you know, we're given labour. You know, we're employing local people. We're paying PAYE, National Insurance Contribution. We do our VAT returns like everybody else. The standard minimum wage has now increased from April,
Well, Eric, I hope you, Eric, I hope you're not saying that there shouldn't have been an increase in the minimum wage.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I think what he's saying, Bumper, if you think of the costs to a small business just to keep the doors open, like this guy's got to find close to 1,500 quid a month just to pay his rates. So yeah, then add on his staff costs, then add on...
Well, remember, Stephen, the way in which they're calculated is they're calculated on the basis of the business and the size of it and what it occupies, etc. So there is a system, man, and you can't appeal if you think your rate has been set too high.
But you know,
if we don't have rates, what are you going to put in their place? And if we don't have rates, then our public services, which are already in crisis, are going to collapse completely.
But the rates are supposed to be buying is different things. And what I want to find out from the listeners to the show today is, do they think they're getting value for money, both in their households? You know, look at all the hassle there is.
Yeah, but Stephen, you did the usual in your introduction.
What did I do?
When it comes to councils, you talked about the bins. Now, there's much more than bin collection associated.
Yeah, there's roads.
They run
Let's talk
many,
about potholes, no, then.
They don't deal with roads. That's a matter for the Department for Infrastructure.
But where does the money come from?
What they deal with is things like parks, registering births and deaths, marriages, etc. They're now doing planning, and we heard all about that this morning on Good Morning Ulster. So, you know, they do a wide variety of essential public services, not just making arrangements to collect bins. But I would question, are they doing the right things in some areas? Like when they privatise leisure services and they're falling into crisis because the private sector can't manage them right.
Here's James. Morning, James.
Morning, Stephen. Well, literally, we're giving away £87 million a year in rate exemption to things like religious organisations, charities, charity shops, etc., etc. And I'm not saying we should be doing that, but we need to look at it in a slightly different light. I'll give you an example. There's an orange hall near where I live that rents out their space to a commercial organisation, but yet the Orange Hall doesn't pay rates. Can that be fair to the other business that has to then rent and pay his rates as per normal, yet one organisation gets it and another doesn't? So the whole system is necessarily not balanced and equal from the small employer's perspective. And the gentleman earlier said, you know, he's got minimum wage to pay, he's got rates to pay, he's got national insurance to pay. It seems to me that the level of taxation on small businesses goes up and up and up, yet the level of exemption is equally going up as well.
James, thank
and
you.
It's not a fair balance.
James, thank you. Interesting point you make. Thomas and Cumber. Morning, Thomas.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm listening to Bumper and whatnot, talking about the value that you get for your rates. It's just totally, it's not even within the ballpark. I mean, currently at the moment, I'm paying £2,600 a year. And I literally, all I get for that is my bin lifted once a week. And woe betide that I have a bit of food in the blue bin or, you know, something in the wrong bin that it's not collected. It's an absolute disgrace. We have no, the roads aren't salted. We have no street lighting at all.
Now, again, James, Thomas, that's nothing to do with councils. That's the Department for Infrastructure. But do you use the parks? Do you go to leisure centres? Have you children that you've had to register their births? Or have you had marriage? We've married.
You pay to register your birth.
Hold on. I'm sorry. That is absolutely ridiculous. Even with you're trying to make an argument with those points of view, because that has nothing to do. They all have to be separately paid for above that again.
No, they don't. You don't pay. You don't pay to walk through your park.
I don't. Hold on. I don't have a park.
I don't have time to go to a park.
I don't have a park anywhere near me. And I'm sure that man doesn't have time to go to a park. We pay £17,000 a year in rates. The fact of the matter is, it's not fairly worked out or done. I used to live in a house, basically, and I paid, £400 a year rate. I could more living in that house with £400 a year than what I do for paying £2,600.
Are you living in a mansion?
It must be, Stephen. You must be living in something like your house.
Are you living in a castle?
No, I'm not living in a mansion or a castle, but I'll tell you what I am living in. I'm living in a house that myself and my wife worked extremely hard for to build and to be in and to raise our children in.
Yeah.
And now we are getting punished for that,
okay,
as everybody else.
Here's the news.
I
can use.